All right, we have a lot of breaking news to run through. We just learned that in the hours leading up to Jimmy Kimmel's show getting pulled off the air, executives at ABC and Disney actually didn't think he said or did anything wrong. They were on Jimmy Kimmel's side, but they were terrified of retaliation from the Trump administration. We are currently living in a two-tiered system of speech in America where if you criticize Trump or his allies, you could lose your job, you could lose your show, you could lose everything. But if you call for murdering homeless people with lethal injection on live TV, for example, all of a sudden you are protected by Fox News and the people around you. I'm obviously referring to Brian Kilmeade, who I also want to talk a lot about throughout this video because, you know, we have a platform. We have built this platform for a reason. I want to use it today to call for the firing of Brian Kilmeade. We could talk about Jesse Waters another day, but Brian Kilmeade is somebody who needs to be fired due to his actions and what he's said on air. We'll get to that. But last night, I was on Twitter going off, posting some satirical tweets, some serious tweets. I want to read some of them off just to set the tone. I said, "You deported our neighbors in front of us. You fired veterans and stripped our family's health care away. You killed Melissa Hortman, her husband, and her dog, then posted memes of our beautiful cities on fire. You got us fired from our jobs for simply having an opinion. Now you're celebrating as Trump targets our favorite late night hosts. We will have power again. We will come for you. The CEO of Sinclair will be deported. We will put Elon Musk in prison, and we will drop Trump's Qatari jets into the ocean." If you like that energy, make sure you drop a like. But we kept going. We didn't stop there. I then tweeted out, "I just got two people fired for celebrating Jimmy Kimmel's show getting canceled. It's going to be a long night." People were asking if I was being serious. No, I'm making fun of the Republicans who were getting everybody fired. But I didn't stop there. Someone said, "Is this a troll?" I said, "There's nothing funny about accountability, my friend." I then said, "You took the nice one from us. You won't like what's standing behind him." And it's a Jimmy Kimmel meme. This is what the Trump supporters post all the time. I then said, "I just got a mother of two evicted for making fun of Jimmy Kimmel's misfortunes." And so some Trump supporter said, "Are you proud of that, you piece of shit?" And I said, "Jimmy Kimmel was here to make you laugh. You didn't want him. Now you're left with me." So I was obviously engaging in some satire, but the Republicans online were so mad at me, sending me hundreds and hundreds of messages, yet they don't have any energy for Fox News. Let's talk about Fox News for just 1 second, because Brian Kilmeade last Wednesday on September 10th said that homeless people in America should face, quote, involuntary lethal injection. Just kill them, he said. He just said, just kill them. Very, very brazenly on air, and he faced no repercussions. This is not a slip of the tongue. This is something that has been floated by Republicans repeatedly, and I am calling for actual consequences coming from Fox News, from Fox Corporation. We could get together and talk about their sponsors, but as I did the research, most of Fox News' money does not come from their sponsors. It comes from subscriptions, people who are subscribed to Fox News. So there needs to be a massive boycott because Jimmy Kimmel, for example, got fired for saying this.
"We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the finger pointing, there was grieving. On Friday, the White House flew the flags at half staff, which got some criticism. But on a human level, you can see how hard the president is taking this.
My condolences on the loss of your friend Charlie Kirk. May I ask, sir, personally, how are you holding up over the last day and a half, sir?"
"I think very good. And by the way, right there, you see all the trucks? They just started construction of the new ballroom for the White House."
He immediately pivots over to the ballroom. Jimmy Kimmel points out the absurdity, and he gets canceled for that. Meanwhile, let me just contrast that with how Brian Kilmeade spoke on Fox News.
"They have given billions of dollars to mental health and the homeless population. A lot of them don't want to take the programs. A lot of them don't want to get the help that is necessary. You can't give them a choice. Either you take the resources that we're going to give you, and or you decide that you're going to be locked up in jail. That's the way it has to be now.
Or involuntary lethal injection or something. Just kill them."
Yeah, Brian, why?
I mean, I can't believe it was just said on air. So I want to call for a few things here. Number one, we will drop Trump's Qatari jet into the ocean, obviously when nobody's inside of it, once we get back into power. Two, we will deport the CEO of Sinclair. We will throw Elon Musk in prison and deport him as well. We also need to pull the plug on Fox News, or at least the hosts who have allowed this. People like Brian Kilmeade need to be fired. People like Jesse Waters need to be fired. Just so you know, Fox News had to settle a $787 million lawsuit over election fraud claims. Like, just read this for a second. This was back in 2023. Fox News agreed Tuesday to pay Dominion Voting Systems nearly $800 million to avert a trial in the voting machine company's lawsuit that would have exposed how the network promoted lies about the 2020 presidential election. So this network is full of traitors, people who are presenting lies to the American people to rot their brain and to tear down our democracy. And yet, Brian Kilmeade's okay, Jesse Waters is still, you know, making a shit ton of money. Donald Trump then said, quote, "Great news for America. The ratings challenge Jimmy Kimmel show was canceled. Congratulations to ABC for finally having the courage to do what had to be done. Kimmel has zero talent and worse ratings than even Colbert, if that's possible. That leaves Jimmy and Seth, two total losers on fake news NBC. Their ratings are also horrible. Do it, NBC. President Donald J. Trump." Anybody who cares about free speech should be disgusted by the idea that they are going to cancel somebody for having an opinion, cancel a comedian for doing his job. Benny Johnson said, "We did it for you, Charlie, and we're just getting started," because Charlie Kirk tweeted out 8 years ago that Jimmy Kimmel isn't funny. And you know, somebody pointed out, they've spent the last few days telling us Charlie was a free speech warrior. Now they are honoring anybody who's getting canceled or losing their jobs for using that type of free speech. Hassan Piker makes a good point. He says, quote, "The administration's attacks against free speech are clearly coming from a place of weakness. They must present penalties for dissent and strike fear in your hearts. You cannot let them win. We have the numbers, and they know this." They do know this. That is why Donald Trump has to over and over use the executive branch, not wait for the midterms or go through Congress, use the executive branch to attack universities, law firms, now news corporations. Listen to this. According to Rolling Stone, in the hours leading up to the decision to pull Jimmy Kimmel, two sources familiar with the matter say, senior executives at ABC and its owner Disney and affiliates convened emergency meetings to figure out how to minimize the damage. Multiple executives felt that Kimmel had not actually said anything over the line, the two sources say, but the threat of the Trump administration retaliation loomed. Quote, "They were pissing themselves all day," one ABC insider tells Rolling Stone. Even before Trump won the 2020 election, he and some of his closest advisors had plotted on how to use the FCC and other powerful organs to punish late-night comics who Trump had hated for years. Late last year, as Trump was getting ready to retake the presidency, ABC News agreed to pay $15 million to settle his lawsuit against the company. The lawsuit, which was seen as unlikely to succeed anyways, revolved around claims made by George Stephanopoulos about how Trump had been liable for rape, but Trump was actually found liable for sexual abuse. That was the distinction. So in order to end the lawsuit, ABC News agreed to pay $15 million to the presidential library. Just think about the precedent that this sets. One more time, they are going after our jobs. Late night hosts, they are going after everything that is culturally important to us and laughing about it. When we get back into power, it will not be pretty. We will continue to report this on a day-by-day basis. If you appreciate the news that we bring you, make sure you drop a like, subscribe below, and peace out.